Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Trish Holmes and Brandon Ray Alba, and they are both students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Actually, Trish is a graduate. And they're here to talk about the Firebird and My Mozart. It's a faculty dance concert choreographed by Lisa Smith and Myron Hart Nadell. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first of all, Trish and Brandon, thank you very much for being with us here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, we were talking earlier, you and I, Trish, about, you know, experiences and all that stuff. And I wanted to ask you about your experience as a dancer and the fact that you got so interested in it. Were you always interested in dance since you were a child? Tell us about this.
I was. I always, always, always loved to dance. Of course, it was kind of a weird setup because being in El Paso, there's not like a big dance community that I was a part of in the Northeast. So I tended to go toward my fallback, which was law enforcement. And I don't know, I guess when I went to college, I realized I could do both. And then eventually I fell so much in love with dance and ballet that I decided to go ahead and just pursue that as my first career choice.
And that's interesting that you had those, you know, you had an interest in law enforcement, but at the same time, dance. And when you got here, tell us about your experience, because as you mentioned, there wasn't that much of a community as far as dancing, but here on campus, I mean, you were dealing with a lot of majors studying that, so it was right there for you.
Yes, it was definitely a environment shift. Coming to UTEP, in the dance community, they're very connected. Everybody seems to know everybody, mm-hmm. and it's kind of, you know, jump right in feet first and see where you come up, see if you can find some connections, make some friends. And as I found out, they're connected from El Paso all the way to Washington. There's people who you can know who know somebody somewhere. So I'm not really too worried about where I'm going to go from here.
And joining us also is Brandon Ray Alba, and he is also one of the students here and part of the Firebird and My Mozart. Brandon, what about your experience? Have you always been interested in dancing, even as a child?
No, I just kind of stumbled upon it in high school. It was my senior year, and there was a girl that I really liked, and she was a dancer, and I figured the only time I could spend with her would be dancing. So I auditioned, I made the group, and I ended up loving dance more than I liked her. So
you auditioned for the dance club or to be her boyfriend?
No.
Okay, no.
Neither. No. I auditioned to dance, and she was my friend at the time, but she knew I had a crush on her, but I just loved to dance, and I think that's where it was my springboard into the pool of dance for me.
And what kind of dancing are we talking about? Because a lot of times when we talk about dancing, people automatically think, okay, we're going to party and there's mm-hmm. going to be dancing. I mean, I'm not even sure if people still dance at parties, but there's the connection there. And what you did in high school, I'm sure, was very different. You were exposed to a lot of different mm-hmm. forms.
I predominantly dance hip hop. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I learned to dance on the street. I predominantly do funk and crump dancing. And so this is my first time being exposed to various other forms of dance like contemporary or ballet. And jazz was really introduced to me in high school, and that's also one of my technical forays. But hip-hop is my first love, and that's what I first started to do.
Pardon my ignorance, and also for the benefit of our audience, perhaps they may be like me. What is crump?
Crump is a style of dance that was started in the 1990s in Compton when the wars in Los Angeles between the Bloods and the Crips were going on in the L.A. riots, and it was considered by the police a rebellious form, an art form. They would do it to rebel, but in actuality, it was their way of expression. So it's a very forceful dance that looks like you're fighting, but it's really just a way for them to have expressed themselves out on the street so that they could actually express the difficulty of what it was, predominantly African Americans, because of the racial profiling that was going on in Los Angeles at the time.
Would you say that, and perhaps Trish, you can help me out with this as well, would it's a kind of a large comparison here, not really fair. But when you're talking about, you know, fighting and dancing, the only thing that comes to mind is a recent production here of West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to crump a little bit when I started dancing as well. And it's more than a battle about, you know, who's on what side. Mm-hmm. I don't know when you crump right now, but it's more how much more are you willing to give than the other person? How right. far are you willing to go when you dance? How dangerous are you willing to take that next trick? How exciting are you willing to do anything to win, basically?
So is it pretty much kind of a way of, you know, expressing yourself, and it's not scripted? You just kind of go mm-hmm. by what the other person does?
Exactly. There's no way to practice enough to do a battle, but
it's a freestyle art form.
Yeah.
By the end of your phrase or whatever it is that you're doing, you should probably be gasping for air if
yeah.
you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that dancers, you guys exercise quite a bit. And sometimes people wonder, like, well, what about, you know, when we watch movies of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, how can they dance and then still sing? Well, you know, it's done over and over mm-hmm. again. But tell us about the dancing that people can experience in The Firebird and My Mozart, or actually perhaps we should back up a little bit, and if you don't mind telling us what this program's about.
Oh, okay. Well, both halves have their own, I guess, their own rights, their own stories. The Firebird in particular is an old Russian folktale, and it's also a story that was put together by Igor Stravinsky, Sergei Diaghilev, and the Ballet Russe. They had all come together and decided to just start this story, and it has its own, I guess, stigma with it, because the costumes are really bright. The heroine is a forest creature who is extremely powerful, who kind of sort of falls in love with the prince and decides that she's going to help free the creatures from the evil rule of Koshche, the wizard that's taken over the rule of this particular forest. And I will let Brandon talk about Oh My Mozart.
I get to dance in both Firebird and Oh My Mozart, but in Oh My Mozart, it's our professor Myron's. He loves Mozart, and so what he wanted to do is take all these classic songs and played through various instruments, not the way that he traditionally had written them, and exposes the audience to various art forms through dance. So we're going through expressionism, archaic dance, all these dances that would not particularly be put on stage in typical, I guess, concerts in other areas. So he found a way to really mold these together in one cohesive story. And it's one of my favorite things I've gotten to perform.
Has this been difficult to adapt it to? I mean, as dancers, you're pretty much open to a lot. Whatever comes your way, you'll adapt. But what about something like this? Because as Brandon mentioned, it's very different.
Yes, I think specifically with Oh My Mozart, since it's such a montage of different pieces of music, we're trying constantly to stay upbeat and to constantly switch and change the story, change mm-hmm. the character. And it's back and forth, a new person every single, every 2 minutes mm-hmm. we're changing the story. So,
and I have one consistent character that I have to pull back into. So it's odd for me where I have to play this goofball harlequin and then go into a dance phrase that is completely different character, come back, be that character, go into a different phrase of a different character. So it's probably been that's why I love it so much. It's been the most challenging for me. It's grown, made me grow the most.
For the people who are, you know, wanting to attend this, and we forgot to mention, we'll mention it right now and then again at the end, that it premieres tonight. Mm-hmm. However, what can people expect to see, especially if they've never been to a dance recital or to a dance program?
Well, they'll never be bored.
Yeah.
There is, you know, a tiny break so you can gather your thoughts, but yeah. You will not be bored.
No. It's the first showing is of Oh My Mozart, and it's part of Myron really loves to do Commedia dell'arte. So it's during an era where everything was big points were expressed through comedy, and
yes.
So these big points are expressed through us through the comedy, and so you will be entertained through that. And then in Firebird, it's just an upheaval of dance where you're getting ballet classical and ballet modern.
Yes.
And so the physicality that is needed for Firebird is very grueling.
Is it set in contemporary times or does it go back and forth?
The Firebird is set, I wouldn't say it's in contemporary times. It's very much so the art form is a little contemporary, but the technique is classical and the story itself is nearly ancient. But it's very much so a great collaboration of all of them. So it's interesting for sure, from the costumes to the music. Everything collaborating, it works together very beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Now, you as the dancers have expressed a little bit about what you all do, but we all know that behind the scenes there's a lot of stuff going on. And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about perhaps the sets, the music, and, you know, the directors.
Oh, okay.
I have a moving set in Oh My Mozart that my character uses. It's kind of a boudoir wagon that I get to move from one side of the stage to the other. So it's very beautifully made. It's done by the – what department is it here?
It would be our costume and props department.
Costume and props design.
Yes.
And they did a great job with it. I think it's a real challenge to have to dance with a big prop, and that's one of the things that I've had to really struggle and work on. But it's coming along greatly. And then in Firebird, they also built some amazing background scenery for us that just – it really blows my mind what they've done in such a short amount of time.
Is this something that is completely new to you since you've been here at UTEP or even experienced?
Yes. I would say when I started dancing, aside from like battling, you know, with friends, family, and I started dancing in church, we didn't really have to worry about sets and costumes other than like, oh, are we going to wear the blue dresses or the pink ones or the white ones or the red ones? Now we have to worry about, is this particular costume going to stay on when we're jumping and flying through the air? Are we going to be able to move this prop out fast enough? Like, we have a tree that's mobile throughout the majority of Firebird, and it's constantly trying to keep an eye on it and not lose your character. It's kind of an interesting
challenge.
Yeah.
Tell us about I mentioned that it premieres tonight. If you wouldn't mind sharing with us when it's going to be here and where it's going to be and you know what people need to do to get tickets for this.
It's in the Fox Fine Arts Building in the Wise Family Theater. It's right in front of the P2 parking garage. As soon as you walk out in front of the elevators, there's a ramp you go up and it'll be to your left-hand side. We've performed there previously last year. And so this is my second performance with the university. It's an easy find.
And is this something that, you know, people may be, our listeners may be wondering, okay, is this something that I can take the children to or are they going to be restless? Is this a family production?
It's definitely a family production. Mm-hmm. Both shows, they span from childlike wonder to, heart-wrenching, different situations. Everything is pretty cut and dry. When you're seeing it, you won't necessarily get confused. The children will be able to enjoy it and understand, and the music is beautiful, as I mentioned. So
my family is coming tonight, and I have a little sister, and she's going to be there. So it is a testament to it being for children as well as adults.
Well, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Trish Holmes and Brandon Ray Alba and talking about the production, which premieres tonight, The Firebird and My Mozart, the put on by the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance. And this is a faculty dance concert choreographed by Lisa Smith and Myron Howard Nadell. And again, this premieres tonight. And if you want additional information, you can go to the UTEP website and just go to the Department of Theater and Dance and you'll find all that information. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.